Okay, I want to play this little three-minute music video. You can watch it if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv stream right now, or we'll, in a few hours, post the file from this fourth hour. The Flowbots, I learned about them last night. Their new music video came out a few days ago, already had 500,000 views, 600-something thousand a day. And it's titled Handlebars. Their opening song's called War On For Your Mind. There is no doubt these folks are listeners, and I can't wait to get them on the show. I bet my bottom dollar they are listeners to the show. So we're going to play this three-minute Flowbot music video, and you can just Google Flowbot Handlebars and find it yourself if you'd like. Then we'll go right back to Kevin Booth, AmericanDrugWar.com, and we'll be taking your phone calls as well. Here it is.
Like it's good to be alive, and I'm a famous rapper even when the paths are all crooked. I can show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, but I can almost put it back together. I can tie knives and cherry stem. I can tell you about Lee Derrickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends are platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome, no metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just can't say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run the business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, because I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule, of a molecule, of a molecule.
We'll be right back with Kevin Booth and your phone calls on the other side. We're talking about AmericanDrugWar.com, the key created crises, the military-industrial complex needed an excuse to take over our lives. They launched the fake drug war in 1971, supplying the crises, the drugs themselves. I'm Alex Jones. Transmission continues on the other side. Freedom is rising.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I am proud of what this little show's been able to do. From Charlton Heston to Charlie Sheen, from Jesse Ventura to the German defense minister. And we've had Tommy Chong on. We're going to get Cheech on. They're reunited. He said they do their first together interview with us. Promise to do that. I mean, that is going to be amazing. And to know that I'm just a little nobody and I've made 18 films. My 19th is almost done. To know Kevin's made all these great films and music videos and already been a big rock star in the 80s and the producer for Bill Hicks and all the stuff he's done. Human beings are amazing, and I'm just so blessed to be alive and to be fighting back against this evil. And if it sounds like I'm screaming and yelling at the government, what's the mind trick where we wouldn't be sick of it? They bring the majority of the drugs in. They only raid at the source level, their competition, which is small. They're enslaving us. They're taking over. There's no debating it. We're in deep trouble. We have to take the moral authority back from them and say, get off my back, get out of my life, leave my Second Amendment alone, let me protect myself. I want to. We got loaded phones on both phone systems, Kevin. I want to take a bunch of calls for the rest of the hour with you if you'll stay with us. And I'm going to play one more music video from Flowbot coming up called War On For Your Mind. Wonder where they got that. But just for 5-10 minutes, anything you want to talk about, Kevin, concerning what you're saying about Al, the drug war, the war on terror, it's the key boogeyman. And we have to understand they are creating it. They are provocateuring it. They are behind it. This is their business of making us think that we need them. Kevin?
You know, and back to the marijuana argument and what the statistic that you told earlier about 85% of all illegal drug users only smoke marijuana. And so when you go and you can go to the DEA's website, And it's like a, it's almost like a shell game how they've slipped marijuana in with all these like really dangerous weird substances. I mean, go to the DEA website, look for yourself at the drug scheduling, and you're going to see all these dangerous, huge, long, dangerous list of substances, and then marijuana is just mixed in there like it's no different. And, you know, the drug czar and other people will argue this by saying, oh, well, we tried to legalize this, you know, this one seed for, you know, the treatment of cancer a while back, and it turned out that it had cyanide in it, and they have all these bizarre and ridiculous, like, arguments. But the funny thing is that what other substance on earth has there ever been where you're going to see people have, like, these giant parades and rallies? You know what I mean? You're never going to see a Prozac rally or a Prozac parade. You're never going to see a crack parade or a crystal meth rally. You know, marijuana is, you know, a freedom and a right that, you know, should be guaranteed to everybody. And them taking that away is really at the nexus. You know, it's a canary in the coal mine type of thing. Just like Robert Steele in the film talks about, that marijuana is right at the nexus of good versus evil, of corporatism versus, you know, freedom and sovereignty. And I just can't get that across enough, that it doesn't matter to the people listening to this whether you're completely sober or whether you're a teetotaler or whether you sip on whiskey occasionally.
Yeah, I'm a teetotaler. I mean, Kevin, you've known me for like 15 years. You ever seen me smoke marijuana?
No, never. It's just not part of your personality.
And I've been at parties and been Joe Rogan there and all these other people, and I just do not like it.
And back to, like, what...
I mean, my point is that I am want total decriminalization, because I know marijuana is far less as bad, and probably, and we know it scientifically, is like a wonder drug, like aloe vera, or even better, all of the for glaucoma and cancer. I mean, the admissions, the hundreds of drugs they've made out of it. And it's not my opinion. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, they all grew because hemp was their shirts, it was their... the rigging on the ships, the sails, it was the cotton of the day, because it would grow in many more places than cotton. I mean, in every climate, basically, except Antarctic or Arctic. And just so amazing, and they all wrote books about it and how wonderful it was, but they also grew the one variety that would get relax you, and it was listed by medical doctors. You would go to the apothecary, local drugstore, and they would say, smoke this in your pipe, but they'd mix it in with tobacco and inhale it. They would smoke, and I read the old apothecary, you know, smoke the, the sexual buds of the plant, when it's going to seed, it would explain, you know, what types to smoke. George Washington raised it on several thousand of his hundreds of thousands of acres. I mean, this is a fact. This is a fraud. George Washington would have been SWAT teamed.
Yeah, no, exactly. And by the way that they've demonized it by mixing it all together in the same category with these horrible chemicals. And the other thing that the DEA does too, and the drug czar does, one of the ways they skew the lines is that they always tell you, well, if you go and you look at the statistics of children being sent to rehabs and drug arrests, well, marijuana is the highest thing. Marijuana, it's just, well, because you have to understand the way that they come up with those numbers is that if you take a guy that does heroin, show me a guy that does heroin, and he probably will also be a beer drinker, a cigarette smoker, and a pot smoker. Show me a guy that does crystal meth. He's probably a beer drinker, a pot smoker, a cigarette. You know what I mean? So anybody that does the harder drugs probably also does smoke marijuana, and then they will use that as this big phony gateway.
Well, they also claim it's a gateway, when really what it is, they tell you all drugs are bad, then you smoke marijuana, and you're like, oh, well, the other stuff must not be bad. They say reefer madness makes you run around murdering people, as they taught in the 50s and 40s. People then smoked it and felt like laying around on a couch giggling or, you know, raiding the refrigerator. So they go, it must be lies. But here's the deal. It's a very small percentage that tries a hard drug and likes it. And I was among the majority that didn't. I mean, I tried cocaine and absolutely hated it and thought this felt like when I'd been in a car wreck and, you know, adrenaline was up, and or I'd seen somebody killed, you know, in a car wreck. I mean, it was like being freaked out and my heart beating. I'm like, my God, I hate this. And I tried speed once and threw up for 2 days. I'm like, my God, this is like getting the flu, paying to get the flu. You know, you're at a party, you're 14, they go, here, try this, and you're throwing up for 2 days. You know, thank God I tried a few hard drugs. They were so horrible that I never did them again. Some people like that stuff. But by it being illegal, they then brew it all up with these toxic chemicals, so it's 10 times more poisonous instead of the old stuff Elvis did that, you know, gets you speedy but, you know, isn't as toxic waste. But then luckily I smoked marijuana some and just always hated it every time I tried it. And folks, don't get mad at me. You worship marijuana out there. I'm trying to get it decriminalized for you, but at the same time, don't tell me I have to like it. Tommy Chong called it an original thought. I just didn't like being like, ugh. And, you know, maybe that's me. But the point is, different strokes for different folks. I have a different metabolism than most people. I can drink Starbucks coffee and go to sleep. Other people can't. So I've got a different brain than some people. You know, I mean, but you get the point I'm making, Kevin.
Right. But let me tell you about two other things that this prohibition also causes. Like, let's take that girl that OD'd in San Diego. Okay, it's tragic. But what is the reason, one of the reasons that she did OD is that because when people buy illegal drugs off the street, there is absolutely no control over the strength. And so these prohibitionary tactics create a situation where people that are out there doing heroin, you don't know if you're getting 1% pure or 100% pure. And there's just no way to tell when you're buying a powdered substance off of some gang member on the street. And this prohibition is also causing your average old pot dealers in college to now have to sell cocaine and heroin and crystal meth in order to make a living, because it's easier and more profitable to sell the harder drugs. And that's what this prohibition has created. It's a much easier to get caught smoking marijuana because of the bulk and the smell, and it stays in your urine for 60 days versus if you do cocaine, it only stays in your urine for 72 hours. Cocaine is much easier to conceal. Cocaine, you can do it much quicker. You can get away with it. You can sit there and do cocaine right in front of a bunch of people, but just by slipping off in the bathroom, no one would ever know about it. But you can't do that with marijuana.
Exactly. For PrisonPlanet.tv, we just put up an image of Sully Castillo poses with 600 kilos of cocaine seized, and here he is on record with everybody else saying the government brings the drugs in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, you know, what I want people to do with my film, I know a lot of it is preaching to the choir in these kind of situations, and that a lot of people listening to this have probably already seen it or agree with it. But what I want is for people to get a copy of American Drug War and to force the person that you know in your life, the conservative person that does think that someone belongs in jail for
smoking. Well, let's be clear. They're not real conservatives. Drugs weren't illegal in this country. You can go in the drugstore and buy anything you wanted 80 years ago, and there was less use. So they're not real conservatives. They're chicken-necked, cowardly, control freak, nanny state lovers. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. Right, right. The so-called conservatives, whatever you want to label them. But to get them to watch the film, that's what I targeted. I created this film and edited this film as a way to try to pry loose like some pretty hardcore beliefs.
And it was 5 years in the making. And let me add, I got a picture of the DEA with a marijuana drug bust. They put money and a gun next to it to make it associate guns with drugs. So now they're using the huge mechanism of anti-drug war they've got. They're shifting that into the attack on the Second Amendment. So all you good old boys out there, they're coming after your guns now with all these cops they've got.
Yeah, that's all they have to do is if they put a picture of like a pistol next to a bag of marijuana and a little stack of cash, then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, look at these horrible
people. Yeah, it's a
people.
Vice versa demonization, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the same old thing. It's the same old story. People should check out this organization called LEAP. It's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's a LEAP.cc, I think. And these are thousands of retired narcotics officers that now are almost like repenting for what they did because they realize that they have destroyed hundreds of thousands of decent lives. You know, this drug war, we've got a situation now going on with the drug war where a 15-year-old kid in high school gets caught with a single joint, and as a result of that, he can't get student loans. He's not going to go to college now. And so instead of going to college, he's going to go to prison. Now, if you tell me like how that helps our society at all on any level.
Well, they also glorify the DEA. I'm looking at Pamela Anderson dressed up like one. I mean, I'm just sick of all their propaganda. They're a bunch of drug-dealing thugs who are too cowardly to be regular thugs. They've got to run around like they're good guys, and I've just had enough of it. All right, we're going to take Infowars.com calls during the break, and then come back to everybody with Genesis calls.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Okay, we're taking calls during the break for people listening at InfoWars.com, some behind-the-scenes stuff, and PrisonPlanet.tv. When I call us a nation of cowardly scum, a nation of idiots, it's so you'll wake up and not be a nation of idiots. I love this country. This has been the greatest country in history. The most inventions, the most wealth, the hardest fighting. I mean, we have been it. But we sat on our laurels and have become degenerate scum. Again, they pay 14, 15 cents in Venezuela for a gallon of gas. In U.S. dollars, we pay $4. They pay about four times, depending on the drug, less in Mexico than we pay. We pay more for gas, more for legal drugs, more for everything here. We're idiots. We're idiots. I mean, they're passing global warming, fake environment taxes all over. It's all scams. They treat us like morons, the left and the right. And so when I call everybody idiots, I'm saying stop being conned. I mean, we are a pathetic country, and it's getting dangerous. the cops and the corrupt drug-dealing government have decided to just take everything over. That's what Homeland Security is. I mean, they're saying no more free market, no more nothing, we own you. And Kevin was just making the point. A caller called in and said, well, why is hops still allowed to be grown? It's in the hemp family. Yeah, they banned, like, something, what is it, 25 different forms of hemp. There's, like, more than 100. But all of those don't have a THC except one variety and then only one sex of the species. But in the 30s, they paid the federal government to go around to public schools and teach and show them film clips of people murdering and killing babies the sheriff smokes some and then murders everybody. I mean, just totally mad. And they said, my God, we got to ban it. So they banned all of these types used for oils, used for cotton, hemp cotton fabric, ropes, and it could be grown anywhere. And Kevin made the point that they're doing this because they want to ban it everywhere. They have to ban something that can be done at the family farm level that is such an amazing, it really is an amazing plant. Kevin?
Because if people were allowed, say everybody with a little bit of land could grow enough of this stuff, I could list thousands of pharmaceutical drugs that would probably just go out of business immediately. Anything for depression, anxiety, sleeplessness, nausea, heartburn, indigestion, just goes on and on and on. And not to mention the fact that you can make all the fuels from it, the oil fuels. We could probably have hemp-powered cars.
And it's literally a weed. It isn't like corn you need, lots of water and fertilizer for. It grows everywhere.
Yeah, just the idea, though, that they've made something that grows naturally everywhere, and they've made it so you can go to jail for growing a plant that already, grows everywhere naturally, should just tell everybody it doesn't matter. Yeah. This has nothing to do with wanting to get stoned.
Now, let's be clear. They banned in the 30s DuPont and Dow Chemical. They banned varieties that have no THC. I guess Kelly's gone. Kelly in Iowa, you just hung up.
Hello?
Yes, anything else, Kelly?
I was reading a 1903 study, I think it was from the Rockefeller Foundation, where basically when Henry Ford was starting out his car company, a lot of it he was making out of hemp. And they basically, from what they could tell, is that hemp could pretty much take away 70% of DuPont's business.
And the British were in Vietnam and Thailand with the rubber for the tires, and hemp makes better tires, and he was already making composite that was going to be plastic cars like we have now, and they just said, you want a SWAT team to drop by? Shut up, slave! You're trash! We're banning a plant that helps America that has no drugs in it! Shut up! You're slaves! And that's the end of it. Anything else?
Exactly.
No, I mean, it's just a nation of idiots. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks for your time, guys.
Makes me sick. Doesn't it make you sick, Kevin?
Yeah, no, it's just sad. It's just sad of how
a nation of idiots.
It makes me sad of how they were able to sell my parents on it, and how my parents both went to their grave as heavy alcohol drinkers, thinking that all of this was true. It just makes me sad.
The government admits, alcohol kills over 300,000 a year, marijuana not one person.
Exactly, exactly. But they will still just, on their website just say marijuana is
a
dangerous thing. And
they've done national polls. Over 70% want to decriminalize marijuana, 80% want out of the war, 90% want to control the borders. Ain't none of it happening because we have
right.
An armed camp of criminals that work for foreign banks that own and rule this nation of cowardly scumbag idiots.
It's just sad. It's sad. But I have to agree with Tommy a little bit, and I hope that in the end this could kind of be a renaissance. In order for revolution or change to take place, I mean, you've got to hit a bottom. And hopefully this is our bottom that we're hitting now.
Now, it's death camps, mass graves, total control. Zach, Chris, Richard in Scotland, Steve, Will, your calls are straight ahead on the other side. We'll be talking behind the scenes right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
By the way, that new band I like out of Denver, Flowbot, set up for the show next Wednesday. We got some other really big guests next week. I told you we'd have big guests this week. Maybe Tommy Chong. We're going to have an exclusive with Cheech with him soon. They just got back together. National tour starting in the next few months. And we're also, of course, have Jesse Ventura back on. Big guest tomorrow. Not tomorrow, excuse me. Next week. I think of weeks as days. So tomorrow, next week, time goes by so fast. Wonder who's coming on. Hint, hint. All right, let's go to all these calls on the main network line. Richard in Scotland, you are on the air, sir.
All right, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good, sir.
How's things in Texas?
It's all right. It's already 100 degrees last week one day, so we're heating up. Burmese is from New York, and he's already thinking it's the hottest thing he's ever seen, and we're explaining to him that 110, he's going to feel like he's living in a bread oven.
It's about 9 degrees over here, and it's pretty warm.
Can't wait to torture Burmese with the heat. I'm looking at him right now. I like having Burmese around. He's a smiley-faced creature. Anyways, I'm sorry, sir, from Scotland. You're on the air with Lord Booth.
All right, Kevin, how's it going, man?
Hey, good. How's it going?
Not bad. Just want to say thanks for all your work as well, man, because I've got some of your stuff about your book on Bill Hicks and stuff, and I didn't realize you're the same Kevin that Alex speaks about until he started talking about you and Bill going to the Branch Davidians. The penny dropped, if you know what I mean. I just wondered if you'd read the Alfred McCoy's book on the politics on heroin.
Yes, I have. It's been a while, but yeah, definitely. It's a very
complicated, lengthy book, and I came very close to interviewing him. It just didn't work out.
I've actually interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah, it's definitely a very, very powerful book. I recommend that. I recommend reading Dark Alliance. Those are probably two of the big Bibles, you know, besides Telecastillo.
By the way, there's no doubt they killed Gary Webb. You don't shoot yourself twice in the head. And, you know, I know one of your sources in the film is a nice guy, but he's wrong about that.
Right. No, I know. And I was just having to go with, like, you know, once again, just so I wouldn't be blamed. I was just saying this is what the party line was. You know, this is what they told us. That was kind of the point.
Well, just if they shoot me twice in the head, I didn't commit suicide.
I believe it.
Please, for God's sakes. I mean, they just killed the D.C. madam. She was on my show saying, I'll never commit suicide. They're after me. She told friends they're planning to kill me. Oh, no.
Well, that's what I was talking about. We should start an anti-suicide league where everybody, you know, wants to sign a thing saying if I suddenly end up shot, I did not commit suicide, and we could be a...
Yeah, because then they'll have government spooks or well-known operatives pop up and say, oh, she called me magically and said she was.
Yeah.
Any sons of bitches, excuse me, anybody does that, it's a lie with me.
Yeah, and the tricky thing with Gary was that, you know... You have, like, the whole thing with his wife being involved and then owning the rights to his book and the film rights. And, you know, it just became, like, all these other situations where it's like, oh, it's, you know, saying that it was a suicide is too upsetting to the family. So just, you know, everybody go along with the story and please be quiet.
Yeah, because they don't want to get killed.
Yeah.
Anything else, Richard, in Scotland?
I just wonder what your thoughts on the UK reclassifying cannabis back to a Class B substance, because Tony Blair put it down to a Class C about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, they always do a stunt to make you think they're liberal or reasonable, but of course, I mean, sir, they now arrest you in the UK for dropping a banana peel, or you know, as you know, it's the same thing here now. It's maximum enforcement. We are the slaves. We have to realize that to become human again and not be slaves anymore. Our government's gone bad. It's gone rogue. Our governments are exactly the same, and it's disgusting. Yeah, they're trying to ratchet the laws back up. Kevin, you got a comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, remember how Tommy was talking about how they bust people with crystal meth, and all of a sudden they'll say there's, you know, it was this many things. Well, the word that they use, the DEA uses, is dosage units. Like, if somebody gets arrested with mushrooms, they'll say, like, oh, those two caps of mushrooms were like, you know, 10,000 dosage units, and you can get X amount of years for each dosage unit. So,
now, to be clear, though, and I've seen these cases, the mushroom head might get one person hallucinating a little bit, but they'll say, no, that's dealing 10,000. See, we've come into a corruption level now where it's just la-la land. Kevin, did you see the front line they aired a few weeks ago? And they've got where they show Texas, where the private prison corporations lobby to put people in jail for speeding and stuff?
No, I haven't seen that.
I mean, there's a new reign of terror, Kevin, where it's just like you speed and you never see your wife again.
It's incredible. But to what he said about the scheduling, and that is, you know, it sounds good on paper, and it looks, and it makes a good story, and it makes everybody go, oh, okay, you know, everything's cool again. But even if they moved marijuana to, say, Schedule 2 or Schedule 3 here in the United States, it's still, people, it's not going to stop them, you know. It's just like a front for how dangerous it is to say it's like Schedule 1, so... They'll still arrest you for whatever schedule it is.
Yeah, but we need to decriminalize now, not next week. And of course, the drug dealers, I guarantee you, the drug dealers would kill anybody who really was trying to repeal stuff, because that's where they make all their money. Folks, anybody who doubts the government controls and deals and launders the drug money, bottom line, that's why there's so much money, because it's illegal. It's 2 plus 2. And that's why I say our country is so stupid. But really, it's not. The majority of us don't want the drug war, but it doesn't end because the government is rogue and criminal. I appreciate your call, Richard.
Real quick, check out American, the movie. It's going to be a new documentary about Bill Hicks coming out, made by my friends there in London, Matt Harlock and Paul Thomas. So go to AmericanTheMovie.com.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Canada. Zach, you're on the air with Kevin Booth, American Drug War.
G'day, guys.
Hey.
Hey, here's some more scary stuff. Have you guys heard of Bill C-51? It's going through in Canada up here.
No, I mean, what's it do? Just throw five-year-olds in prison for looking at marijuana or something?
Oh, no, not that bad yet. Basically, no. Well, basically, they'll be throwing you in prison now for having vitamins and stuff.
Oh yeah, I did see that. Yeah, they're going to ban all the vitamins and make you pay $500 for fish oil. I'm not kidding. I know what I mean. It's just lawless criminals running everything.
Because you know, vitamins can be bad for you.
It says I was hearing that under the SPP, it also affect America and Mexico. It'll become law there under.
Yeah,
the
no, that's part of the Codex Alimentarius. Here's the deal. They're very mad that people are self-medicating. And sure, there's some bull out there, but there's more bull. And you know, you'll hear about vitamins killing 300,000 people a year like prescription drugs. And so they're just going to make everything prescription, and they're going to shut everything down incrementally. And they're talking about, they've already SWAT team raided aloe vera facilities. Kevin, did you hear about that last year when they SWAT teamed an aloe vera facility?
No, I didn't hear that one either. That's
yeah, they're now claiming that if you drink a bunch of aloe vera, it gets you high, which is pure bull. And they've raided a bunch of other herb places now. I mean, there's no end. There's
That's
no end
crazy.
To these criminals.
That's crazy. You know, Rutiger is on aloe vera. It really helps the stiffness. But, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll start arresting us if you lick a toad or if you drink some fish oil.
No, they do arrest people for licking toads. No, I'm not. I mean, they had a raid, and they like, caught them with the toads. Well, you know there's that toad that's got poison on his back.
Right, I know. Yeah, you lick its eye, and you're supposed to hallucinate.
Oh, my God. I tried that this morning, actually. I do that every morning. Instead of coffee, I go, that's a joke. That'll be the New York Times. It's a joke. Okay, anything else, Zach?
Oh, yeah, another thing I noticed how in the Army, I noticed the rapes were at, like, around 3,000 of, like, officers in the Army. And I see how they're letting more and more, criminals in, except they're not letting any people who use pot into the Army.
Yeah, I've got a
report.
Everyone
else but drug users, that like the marijuana users.
Guess where the largest, well, that's because the military hands out military-grade amphetamines to everybody. Thanks for the call. They call them Mickeys. What do they call those? It's what Elvis, his commander, he was so patriotic when he was in the military in 20-something in Germany. This is admitted. His commander was making him do 4 or 5 events every Saturday and Sunday. He said, I'm too tired, boss. And he said, look, take these. And they ordered Elvis to take the amphetamine.
Yeah, I think a Mickey is something that knocks you out. I know what you're
talking
about.
That's what the Mickey's a, what's the one that they take that's the pure amphetamine? Same thing they give the school kids. Different than
kind of like Benny's or what is it?
Benny's. Benzenes or whatever that's the name of the drug, yeah.
But I don't. Just back to that last caller, I don't know if you're aware of the new bill that's up right now with Barney Frank and Ron Paul. That's one of the things is called Make Room for Serious Criminals, and the other one is about medical marijuana. But it's we've got a deal right now where we'll send a free copy of American Drug War to your senator, your congressman, or your state representative if you go to AmericanDrugWar.com.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Chris in Idaho, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. You're on the air, Chris.
Chris?
Yeah, Deloitte.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, buddy, you're on the air. We're going to have to let you go in a minute if you don't talk.
My name is Deloitte Scott. I was attacked by two police officers here in Coeur d'Alene last week.
No, you weren't.
Because I didn't have a headlight on my bicycle.
Well,
and I was tased into compliance. They tried to tase me into compliance.
Did it make your headlight
actually
work?
Held me down.
Yeah, hey, did they
tase me again?
Hey, that's a good idea. They're going to be get on the bike and then put your tongue on the wires. Put the wire in your mouth, and then they'll ride behind you, tasing you down the street to light the light. That's good, Kevin. I don't mean to laugh at you. Tell me the story, slave, of what your God did. Tell me.
I was riding down the street. An officer said what I believed to be hi, and I said hi back and waved, and he asked me if I had an identification. I said I don't need any.
You waved at
said,
hold on. Hold, stop right there. See, acting like you're on the same level as a fellow human, you're whale scum. You're whale poop, okay? You're lower than that. You don't wave. You should have bowed like it was the Pope, boy. Now you tell me
well,
what you
I don't
did.
That way.
You shut your mouth, slave. This country's run by us. Tell me what happened. Tell me how that officer puts you in your place. Tell me how he puts you in your place, slave. Tell me what happened.
He asked for identification. I told him, I asked him if I was under investigation for a crime. He said, yes, you are. And I said, I need my assistance of counsel. So at that point in time, I shouldn't have had to say anything more. And they decided they would threaten me with going to jail. And when I demanded I see the warrant and the affidavits, they tased me.
Jeez.
And one of the officers come around to grab me, thinking that I was still hooked up. I had pulled the taser out of me, and he spun around after realizing I was still up and capable, and he lost his flashlight. And I grabbed his flashlight, and I said, you little MF, you tased me. I couldn't believe that he had done this.
And what was he doing, crapping his pants? See, I bet he pulled a gun on you, little coward.
Oh, he run. You run.
Cowardly scum. Absolute filth. Assaulting you with a deadly weapon out on a dark road. Huh? He's been in Iraq probably running ops. What?
Then they tased me again. And
so wait a minute. Hold on. Tell me about the coward running. So he tased you to get his pleasure. You pulled it out. What happened next?
He
tased you for sexual pleasure.
Grab me. And when he realized I was still capable of moving and defending myself, then he turned around and run. And when he turned, he spun around real quick and he dropped his flashlight. And I decided, hey, I need that. And that's what kept them off me for a period of time. There was people videotaping. There was close to 2 dozen witnesses out there.
Oh, my God, I've got to have the video.
I would have been.
You'd have been dead. You'd have been dead if there wasn't video. What else happened? Tell me what else.
I know it. Well, his supervisor came. I said, I want these guys arrested. They assaulted me. And I said, I want the sheriff out here. You guys don't have jurisdiction over me. You're employees of a corporation. And
they
the supervisor
you again.
Turned around and said, you're under arrest, and shot me with a taser again.
God
almighty. I took the flashlight.
See,
out
stop. See, that was your punishment.
Oh, no, my punishment is yet to come. My punishment is yet to come.
Oh, you're on the run.
Trying to subdue me. So then, as I went after him and hit him in the head, I was attacked. I was jumped on from behind by two guys.
I hope they know that.
They held me down on the ground, and they tasered me again. And, I mean, this time the tasers went in my back really well, really close to my heart. Those guys attempted to murder me.
Were they having orgasms while they were doing it? I've seen cops, and they do it, go, oh, God, I hate America. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, yes. Oh, God, I'm destroying freedom. I've got the power. I've got the power. I'm the boss. Oh, God, I hate freedom. Oh, gee, oh, I love it. I mean, what were they doing?
Well, my face was pushed into the sidewalk, so I couldn't tell whether they were having an orgasm or not.
Oh, God, I hate freedom. Oh, yes.
Then
officer orgasm.
I got to the jail. And I was denied a phone call. I was denied assistance of counsel.
Okay, so what's happening now? What's happening now?
They didn't give them my name until I was being arraigned. They still knew me as John Doe. That made them so mad.
But you've got video. Do you have video of the assault with the deadly weapons?
I do have.
God, you got to get that on YouTube immediately. Well, why did these mad dogs attack you?
Because I didn't have a flashlight on my or a headlight on my bike.
No, I understand that part. Well, they got nothing to do. They're just hiring more of these felons. Are these guys felons?
Well, one of them is up on steroids. I mean, he's got 18-inch bike.
Oh,
neck.
I know,
he doesn't
yeah.
have any neck.
But he can't.
And he's the guy who approached me.
But no doubt he can't, he can't have sex with a woman because he's destroyed his real manhood.
These guys definitely, they either got beat up in high school or they were like the high school bully who then couldn't get a real job.
And they can't get real women either. They're real mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his testicles are about the size of a green pea.
All right, let's stop. This is getting out of control. We have a lot of people listening.
I'm sorry. That's just an indication.
Hey, you're a slave. Now, what's your criminal name, slave scum, and where do you live? Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You're an Al-Qaeda criminal.
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
When are we going to...
My name is Deloitte Scott, and I was... They knew after I was in there 12 hours, they knew that they had a problem, and they started easing up on me. But there's still a little Nazi down there on the night shift that thinks he's God down there.
Well, don't worry. He's scum.
He doesn't realize what's about to happen to him.
Well, they don't know what's going to happen when we take this country back. There's going to be some serious problems for redcoats. Now let's go back here. What ended up happening when you were brought before the corrupt little mason in the black robe?
Well, actually, he didn't have a robe on.
So there wasn't a Baphomet worshiper. Okay, so what happened?
He gave me $150,000 bail, and I told him this was BS and a whole bunch of things. I raised my hand, Heil Hitler, and said, papacies. And this is on the arraignment court tape, I guarantee you.
Well, listen, when are we going to see this on YouTube? You know how to upload that?
I'm working on that. I've got people working. We've made copies. There's other people involved.
Mail me a copy. I want to see this. I mean, imagine just roving bands of roid heads ready to tase if you don't submit. I guess the new greeting for a cop is to get down and start licking their boots and going, oh, Lord, King of Earth, what do I, you're my God, oh, my whole existence is to worship you. We'll take calls during the break and in the final segment with Kevin Booth. Get AmericanDrugWar.com, expose the terrorist!
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now. And whoever's juggling the phone around, stop it. Okay, Kevin Booth, final segment. We're talking to David in Austin, Texas, Wickershire Lane. He pulls into his apartment. He's out there with his wife, and this black guy gets out of a car. They block him in. He's peacefully standing there. They beat the daylights out of him. Probably didn't pay his cut or something. What did you see? We're at the end of the show. Tell me in abbreviated fashion what happened.
Well, a third cop showed up, African-American, and then they just all were beating on this guy. They didn't ever say a word to him about what they were doing, why they were doing it, nothing.
And then I bet they charged him with assault. He didn't resist. He took a beating, and I bet he's charged with assault.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy, they didn't say nothing to him. They just approached him with their clubs and just started nailing him. And this lady came out of her apartment with her video camera, and she got, actually, one of the cops walked up to her and forcefully put her back in her apartment. And then
did he steal the camera?
I don't think he did.
You've got to go over there and get that video. See, when you see this stuff, you got to get that on YouTube.
Yeah, I've been trying to contact her because I
they're getting ready for martial law. They've told the cops, do whatever you want, act however you want. The nation's your enemy. Yeah, but they work protecting America by getting tough with them, and they don't know about the real terror threat, and they're all spoiled, and they deserve it. And so how long did they beat this guy?
It went on for like 10, 15 minutes. I mean, just beating him. I mean, he was on the ground. He wasn't doing nothing. And they cuffed him. They continued to beat him. They eventually put him in the car. I attempted to walk over there and ask them, you know,
well, I want to be clear about something. I don't want to really get off into this, but, I mean, I'm not even a tough guy, and I put three people in comas, you know, that started fights with me, and thank God there were always witnesses. A couple times I went to jail, because when somebody's in a coma, they take you to jail. But I wasn't trying to, you know, crack somebody's head open and mess their brain up. But, I mean, they kill people all the time with this, and I'm tired of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this guy's definitely, I mean, the reason they probably got a second cop there was this guy's huge. I mean, easily this guy could probably have taken that one cop.
Well, there's something about cops when they see a big black guy, they just flip. It's like a little dog with a bear, and the little dog will always attack the bear. It's like it gets, I actually do that. I get, when a big guy's in front of me, I get charged up and want to open a can up if they're attacking me. But it's one thing to just flip out and want to go out and beat up people. I mean, so this just went on and on.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And like I said, after everything had kind of settled down, I attempted to ask the officer what had happened just because I felt like it's my neighborhood.
He said, shut up, slave!
And so I had no business being down there. I had no right to know, and I need to get back in my apartment or go wherever I need to be and get away from there. And I mean, the only reason I started up a big fuss, I had my kids there, and I'm not about to get whooped in front of my kids.
Oh, you kidding? They'll kill you these days. And by the way, Austin cops aren't even the worst. But they kill people every few weeks over there. It's kind of like the hunting ground. Well, you ought to write that up and post it on Craigslist so everybody can see it.
Definitely. I'm going to actually have the guy's girlfriend call you as soon as she gets the understanding of the charges and stuff. I've been talking to her, and I told her that she needs to get it.
Does she have any idea why they did this, or was it just like a pleasure thing?
No, like right now, as far as trying to get any information on what's going on and how to get them out and all that, she can't get any information. You know, she's trying to get a lawyer, and I don't know what's going on with their lawyer.
This country's so gone. Okay, hey, thank you. Send me info. Kevin, I could take hundreds of calls, and then I could there's hundreds of videos every day on YouTube. I mean, where people are tied down being tasered, and the cops are going, I mean, I don't understand how we got all these psychos running things.
Yeah, I mean, and I just found out another person that was in the drug war film, Joe Moore, the big black hog farmer that they accused of being the big drug kingpin. He spent 4 years in jail. He was in talking about.
You know
not
what, Kevin? Let's go into overdrive. I got to go to a meeting, but we'll do 10 minutes of overdrive. Can you stay with us, Kevin?
Okay.
Genesis listener Steve and Will, call this number right now. 512-646-5400. John, great job. Will you give those two callers that number saying calling on the other line? Thank you. We're going to end the Genesis transmission now on the AM and FM stations. Go to Infowars.com online and listen to Overdrive on those streams. Infowars.com. If you want to hear the rest of the show, you got to go to those internet streams. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.